listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
All right, it is Wednesday, August 27th, 2014. You're listening to the audio chat, and I'd like to welcome Rubalisk. And Rubalisk, hit it.
Hi, I'm Rubalisk, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Wonderful, thank you. And we did that so I can clip that and use it in future broadcasts. So how are you tonight, Rubalisk?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. Having some salsa.
Rubalisk is a fakeologist from Central Florida.
Yes, Central Florida.
And he is a real historian. A trained historian. So I'm excited that we have someone we can just tap into their knowledge base and try and get references to some of what we're looking into all the time. So you're definitely the first. And I really would like to, if possible, attract more professional or professionally educated people like yourself to the site, because I think if we can get more highly trained, educated people to the site and get their commentary on ecology, it will only enhance the reputation.
Yeah, you just have to make sure that you don't end up with something like AE911.
Yeah, that's true. But if you're open to fakeology and media fakery, you've already passed the halfway point in my book in terms of trying to help figure out with us what the heck is going on. And I don't think there's too many people in AE911 that are probably up to speed with media fakery, but
no, probably not.
Since I have you on the line, what is your view on media fakery with regards to 9/11? Something sort of a litmus test that most fakeologists have for people they talk to. What is your view on what happened? What's your take? What were you thinking or doing on 9/11, 2001? What's your 9/11 story?
Well, I was in school, and I remember what classroom I was in. I remember that we were doing nothing because it was a history class, and history class in an American high school means that you're not learning anything or doing anything.
What a perfect place to be in history.
Yeah,
class to be.
I was in U.S. history, which is, even better.
Oh, that's perfect. What were you learning? Do you remember that day, or were you not learning?
I was learning nothing because the teacher at my high school for U.S. history was also the softball coach and the driver's ed teacher, and he spent most of his days with his feet up on the table reading the newspaper and didn't teach us anything.
So he just said, read chapter one?
Yeah, read chapter five, section two, and then do the questions at the end and do the definitions for the words in bold. And that was his contribution to my history education.
So was he playing softball that day or teaching some 16-year-old how to back up at that time, or was he in the class?
Oh, no, he was in the classroom. He was a full-time history teacher. He's just terrible at it.
Wow.
But you can get away with that because at least in the U.S. public school system, you get more money if you're a coach than if you're a regular teacher. Like a regular teacher will make X amount of dollars, but then if they're also a coach, they can make like an extra like $5,000 or $6,000 a year. And if you're the driver's ed guy, you can make a little bit more. So
yeah, that makes sense.
Their teaching job is actually the least important part of what they do. Schools will actually hire people to be coaches, and then they'll stick them with something like history or government or psychology because they don't care about those classes to begin with. So they don't care if it's a terrible teacher.
What a commentary. My goodness. There's no hope. Okay, so what happened on 9/11?
I know that a lot of people were pretty upset. Like, I had we didn't do anything the rest of the day in any of my classes. Everybody was just watching the news all day.
Were there telescreens in every room?
Just about. I mean, we didn't have one. I remember going to band, and we only had one screen for the whole band building that was almost never used, but they pulled it out so that we could watch the news that day. You know,
all the AV geeks were in overtime pushing the TVs down the hallways, I guess.
You know, it's funny. I lived in Florida, so Bush was in Florida that morning. But you know,
where exactly was he? Was he in Bradenton or Sarasota or somewhere?
I think he was in somewhere between Central and South Florida. But you know, he saw the first plane hit the building on TV. But I don't remember them showing that on Florida TV. So,
well, that's what he said. Yes.
Yeah. A couple times actually.
But that could be attributed to a Bushism, if you believe that he is a dunce. Which
no, he's not.
I don't believe he is.
There's been Oh, I wish I could remember where I saw it.
Fakeologist.com, perhaps.
Well, no. I learned this a long time ago that he did very poorly the first time he got into politics in Texas.
As governor, or was he a senator, or what was he before governor? Nothing.
Oh, it was just a local thing, and he lost the election to someone that was an idiot.
Okay.
You know, he lost the election when he was, you know, he was educated at an Ivy League school, I think he got an MBA. This is his highest form of education. He had the right family connections, all that stuff. But he lost to like a good old boy, Texas accent, you know, not overly intelligent, not intelligent sounding guy, a native there in Texas, which the Bushes really aren't native to Texas. They're WASP family and they moved there.
Eastern establishment, right?
Yeah, they're Eastern establishment. They made their money similar to like Kerry, John Kerry. His name,
like
John Kerry Forbes.
Money.
I don't know. The Forbes in his name links him to one of the big East Coast families that made their money selling drugs in China as part of the British drug trade over there, doing opium.
Okay.
But Bush at that point, there's a quote, and like I said, I wish I could point it out at the moment, where he declares that he will never be out Bubba'd again. And it's from that point on that he develops this persona of the idiot, like the friendly idiot that you'd want to have a beer with rather than someone that went to an Ivy League school that has a grasp on the right kind of grammar to use and the right kind of environment. Because he realized that, you know, it was easier for people to like an idiot. You know, they never think that they're outclassed by an idiot.
He couldn't have come up with... Well, he could have come up with that shtick. Are you saying,
look,
possibly?
His father, his grandfather worked with the Nazis. His father was head of the CIA. He was never really in charge of his future to begin with, and it wouldn't surprise me if his family, you know, had a hand in it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you come from one of these families, you know, you get family money, and then the money kind of runs the family more than the family runs the money.
Well, his father came across as too stiff and wooden.
Yeah.
And I think that might have, if you believe it, maybe the controllers wanted him out because he just wasn't getting people behind him in any way on either side of the dialectic. So maybe... Because I don't believe people win or lose elections. So his handlers, those that install presidents, just swept him out. And so maybe there were lessons learned from him and Clinton, that we need someone with a little bit of charisma, that someone people can identify with. So maybe you're right. Maybe they told him to put on the Bubba shtick.
Well, Clinton was the people's president.
Yeah, he had charisma leaking out of his eyeballs.
And other places that got him in trouble, supposedly.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
Well, here's the thing, though. Even with Clinton, it's not... I don't think it's any kind of mistake. I don't think it's random that he was called to answer for something that other presidents had gotten away with for a long time.
Well, it was I thought it was perhaps a wag the dog situation where They just wanted to create a huge distraction for whatever was happening at the time. Maybe even the rearrangement of the former Yugoslavia.
You don't say.
I don't know.
No, but I mean, the thing is that Clinton represented the presidency in a positive light. In a positive light and also a progressive light. And by progressive, I mean what we today call liberal, you know, left-leaning. In a way that some people had gotten on board with Reagan, but had been very sorely tarnished, starting with Nixon. You know, so he is this popular president and everything. And so it's important in a psyop kind of way to make him look bad because he's a reflection on America to the world and to Americans.
Uh-huh.
You know, so if people look and they say like, oh, you know, they're American, they look and say like, look at our president. Is that really what we are? Like, oh, we're clearly not that great, you know?
Isn't a dumb American president more dangerous in the sense that people are disarmed? So they don't really think he's competent. And meanwhile, whoever is running the show can ram all kinds of stuff through under his watch.
Well, I don't know. But look at Barack Obama. Everybody thinks he's brilliant.
He still gets away. Meow.
Yeah. And he gets away with a lot of stuff. I mean, I've heard, and I don't know if it's true or not, I've heard that he's gotten more death threats than any other president in the 20th and 21st century. I don't know if that's true.
No, can't tell.
Even if it were, I'm not saying, I don't think it would surprise me, but he's also the president at a very unpopular time doing very unpopular things.
Well, I think the presidency and most leaderships in most countries are more a puppet show than anything else, and all the real things happen behind the scenes, and the president's been reduced to a pretty face and photo ops.
Oh, yeah.
And,
well,
and teleprompter reading.
I'm of the belief that presidents are selected as opposed to elected.
Yes. I agree with that.
And that at most, the president is a PR person that gets to try and sell an idea to either the American people or the world on behalf of America. Ideas that are already decided upon.
Yeah, I agree with that. We talked earlier off the air about shillery because we've had a shill incident at fakeologist.com and clueforum.info. And I think you were trying to bring some historical perspective to that concept. I think you brought up Greece and Rome. That I think that's what we were talking about, and that's how we got to that point. And you said something about fear, putting fear into a crowd or a group of people.
Oh, I was talking about how the Greeks and the Romans used to say that that Phobos ruled the battlefield, and Phobos, the representation, the god of fear, because.
If you have Phobos, right?
Yeah. Well, it's the root for like phobia,
right,
which is
phobia,
you know, fear.
Yeah.
But the idea, you know, I think I told you, if you have a really small group, and there's not a whole lot of fakeologists on the site, but if you had a really small group of like four people, if a fifth person came in and tried to cast doubt upon one of you towards the other three, they probably wouldn't get very far. Because, you know, it's a small group, you trust each other. But if your group is 15 or 20 people and, you know, there's a core, but other people don't really know those people, all you have to do is get the outside people or the ones that aren't very close with each other to start doubting. And that doubt is like fear. It is infectious. And you can spread it enough that even someone that thought that they trusted another person can be like, wow, well, this person and that person and the other person, they all have very serious doubts. Like, I don't think that they're stupid people. Maybe there is something to doubt. You know, it's a chink in the armor kind of thing, that it's a lot harder to build community and trust than it is to tear it apart.
Yeah, I like that. I like what you just said. That's very good. That makes so much sense.
Yeah, well, they say, what is it like, takes a lifetime to build a reputation and, like, seconds to destroy it? And it's true. It's the
same
way with the community.
So true. What is the solution to that? I think I heard somewhere, maybe somewhere on the Richard Grove, John Taylor Gatto podcast, perhaps difficult to remember, that the solution
the ultimate
is
history lesson.
Maybe the solution is to create small groups, small tight communities that just interact among themselves. So maybe 20 or 30, and then it'll interact with another group of 20 or 30, and that might be the most efficient way of governance, where you create these super boards and super governments that are so far from the people that there's so much alienation and so much disconnect that they just are unresponsive and are unworkable.
Yeah, well, I think the idea behind that is that it's hard to get a large group of people where you could reasonably represent the desires and wants of an entire group. If you add, 40 people, you might not be able to decide what to do for, dinner. But you might be able to get an idea about, what you think is fair as far as, maybe not taxes or what you would pay as a group, for insurance or something.
Uh-huh.
But if you have 2,000 people, or you've got a group of 200 people that are from one culture and 200 people from another, you can't make those kinds of claims anymore that you're speaking for everybody. Because anything that you would speak for everybody about would have to be something that is just already generally agreed with already, to begin with. My group of people thinks that murder is wrong. Well, congratulations, you've just joined the majority of humanity. You think murder is wrong. That's not something that your group represents.
Uh-huh.
You might have a group that, some sort of environmental thing is very big on them, for them. They live in Washington State and they want to save a rainforest in Washington. And hey, I'm all for it. That sounds great. I like forests. I like hiking. But the way that we have this system set up now, you're going to get this idea of saving a rainforest in Washington set up as some sort of federal reserve or federal wildlife reserve. And it's going to be added to a bill along with a bunch of things that I probably wouldn't want. And they're probably going to take my money on a federal tax level to pay for this kind of thing that I wasn't against you having a park, but I don't want to pay for it. I'm likely never going to enjoy it. I may never be to Washington State. So it doesn't represent my interests. So
yeah.
I think, it has to be done in small groups if you're going to claim any kind of real representation.
Yeah. It just occurred to me how far off track I got from my original question. I'm just amazed how unfocused I can be sometimes. But this all started where you're talking about where were you on 9/11. I just realized how far off course.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing how conversations meander when you have so much to talk about, so much knowledge about so many things. But let's get back to the classroom. So on 9/11.
There was a lot of really upset people. Mm-hmm. And I remember very clearly some friends of mine or people that I knew that were, 16, 17 years old that decided on 9/11 that as soon as they graduated from high school, they were going to join the army and they were going to go kill those damn Arabs, because we already knew on 9/11 exactly who had done 9/11. The news was already letting us know that it was Osama bin Laden and Islamic terrorists.
Yeah.
The fear porn and the hate and the rage and all that stuff had already started.
Amazing.
And that's what I remember from 9/11 is people already being upset at people that they had never met in countries that they might not be able to find on a map.
Almost definitely could not find on a map from what you told me about your history teacher.
Yeah.
Presumably he's the geography teacher as well. Usually they go hand in hand, those two subjects in school.
Yeah. Unfortunately, my world history teacher wasn't any better. He was the tennis coach as opposed to the softball coach.
he was a bit of a go-getter and made a little extra money.
Yep. And didn't do anything.
So, Let's get back to 9/11. So, by the way, was the schooling in Florida or was it somewhere else?
Yeah, no, it was in Florida.
Okay. All my preconceived prejudices against Florida are true then.
Oh yeah, it's terrible, the education system. But you know, we're actually behind the curve on some things in a good way. We hadn't yet really implemented Common Core, which is a terrible, terrible system that is killing free thought. But we hadn't really implemented it yet, and there's already pushback in Florida, and we're kind of already getting rid of it because it had been implemented in more progressive states like California and places in New England, and the horror stories from there had scared enough people in Florida that, as behind as we were, we kind of didn't have to experience it to begin with to know that it was bad.
Good. Well, there's benefits for not being mavericks in certain topics. Great. Well, that's excellent. Well, that's the power of the word being spread. So I got another half an hour to chat in this little window, which is why I love audio chat, because we just can get on and spend whatever downtime we have interchanging ideas. So let's get back to 9/11. So at what point, were you a skeptic when you were on 9/11 2001, or how did you view the story of 9/11?
I consider myself somewhat of a skeptical person in general, but I didn't see any reason on 9/11 when I, at the age of like 15, to doubt what I was seeing on television. You know, like I think that it was either on Fakeologist.com or watching some of Simon's work, where it's like, you know, I see the word live in the corner, and that must mean that it's real.
Yeah, but in the mirror, it says evil.
It does.
No, not in the mirror.
Every time I, backwards, yeah, every time I hear that, I think of this YouTube series a guy did called Tell Evil Zion, just breaking up the word television.
Right. Tell Evil Zion, yeah.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I didn't have any reason to doubt on that day, and I think a lot of people didn't.
No, I didn't. What year did you start quizzing the official narrative? How much longer did it take for?
The fall of 2004. I left for college, and my roommate, it might have been the spring of 2005, but I think it was the fall of 2004. A roommate of mine showed me the very first episode, or the very first version of the Loose Change video.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think had come out sometime in 2003 or early 2004. And like that.
Why do you think they would put out a video like that? If you believe that those people are controlled opposition, why would they put out a video with so many good doubts?
I think it's about getting ahead of a story so that you can be in control of it. I mean, I was talking with Vadir about this last night that, you know, in the 60s, the Democratic Party didn't really want anything to do with civil rights. They were fighting a Cold War, you know, just like the Republicans were at the time. They had other progressive things that they wanted done, but when they realized that civil rights was this big subject that wasn't going to go away, jumped in front of it. And sort of they co-opted it as like, oh, you know, like we progressive
people. We'll be the party of city, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be the party that represents civil rights and like we'll lead the charge. And it's like, no, all the work, all the people that may have actually been hurt in the process, all the people that went to jail, lost their livelihood, all that had already been done. And then the political group jumped in at the end, but managed to throw themselves at the front of the parade and take the credit for it. And I think that's, you know, when you see the people that made Loose Change, I think the idea is that, you know, some of the people that are in on this kind of thing, they have to know that there's going to be a certain amount of the population that's just so cynical that even things that are completely 100% true, someone is going to doubt it. You know, if for no other reason than just because, like, some people are suspicious by nature. Yeah.
Yeah. Or they've been burned before, so they're automatically never going to believe one more thing in their whole lifetime.
Yeah, well, you can't keep all the people happy all the time. So there's always going to be those people that are insistent that things are different, even with or without proof. So you
will that be? Is that enough people that it's required though? Because I wasn't doubting much in 2004.
No,
if that's when the movie came out.
But the time that Loose Change came out is sort of the breakout for the internet on wide mass appeal. You know,
okay, it started to become widespread in a consumer way.
I mean, by 2003, 2004. Alex Jones had already been on the radio and on the internet for like 4 years. I think he started in like somewhere either in the late 90s or in the year 2000. So like there were already...
Yeah, he started with Waco, I think, which is 93.
There were already groups of people online, you know, and to say nothing of Alex Jones that I think that I have a lot of personal issues with him, but...
Everybody does.
There are people out there that we're going to question, and I think the best way to do something about that is you create your own narrative for them to bite into. And it's, you know, it's like the old adage, like the best lies are the ones that contain some truth in them.
Right.
You know, if your lie is that the sky is orange and the sky is made up of every color but orange, people aren't going to believe you. But if you say, like, you know, clouds are made of some sort of mineral, you know, rather than water, they're water and magnesium. You know, someone that's really up to date on their chemistry might be like, well, that's, you know, that you shouldn't believe that. But someone that's not up on science might go like, I didn't know that. I see clouds all the time. I knew there was water in them. I had no idea that there was magnesium in them too, you know.
Right.
And that's maybe a bad example, but I'm going with that.
I like that. No, I like that because they bring something to the table that you might
comfortable
not know
with already. Yeah, they throw something out there that you are comfortable with already. Like, you know, if you're someone that is a fan. You're a patriot, you're a fan of the U.S. government, or, you know, something along those lines, you don't want to believe that your government would do this to you. But if you throw the idea out there that, like, no, it wasn't your government, it was a small group of people in your government, you know, and the people that are in charge, like the president, like, they never would have done this. Like, it's you know, this group or that group, you'd be like, yeah, you're right. And it's the same mentality that people have had in the Western world, maybe elsewhere, I don't know, but in the Western world for a long time, where you could go a thousand years ago, and the peasants, you know, in England, they thought that the king wanted what was best for them, and when bad things happened, when the nobility, you know, beat down on them, a lot of these people thought, oh, if the king only knew, he would do something about it. But the reason he's not is because he doesn't know. Like, they assumed, you know, benevolence on the part of their rulers, and I think people still do that more than they should today. They think, like, oh, you know, my senator wouldn't be in on something like this, my president wouldn't be in on something like this. But they might be able to get behind, like, oh, evil corporatist people that have, you know, gotten into government, they might do this.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, to give someone a false history, you don't give them a choice between what really happened and what you want them to believe. You give them a choice between four different versions of what you want them to believe so that they get so confused with all the information and all the different views about something that's not real to begin with that even if they saw the things that had really happened, they're not going to recognize that as the truth because it's so different from everything they've been told, even though everything they've been told is just one version or another of a lie.
Interesting. So you think Loose Change came out because we had Alex Jones already mouthing off for all this time, and the internet was becoming a very consumer service, so there'll be... Just by the numbers, statistically, there'll be far more doubters that will potentially be able to interact and interface, create synergy and ideas. So they have to get out ahead of it. Catch that, right?
Yeah, more or less. I think that it's about constructing a narrative.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. You know, it's like JFK. the idea that the JFK wasn't killed by Oswald or wasn't killed by Oswald alone is a pretty widely held idea. Within a year of him dying, I think as much as like 60% of the U.S. people that were polled thought that there was something wrong with the official story there. But at the same time, now if you read into the JFK assassination, you'll get 100 different stories about who killed him and why. Maybe all of those 100 stories are incorrect, but because there's 100 of them, you sort of assume that like one of them has to be correct.
All right. Can you hear me now, Rubelisk?
Yeah, I lost you there for a second.
I'm back, Rubelisk.
Can you hear me?
Check 1-2. Check 2-2.
Can you hear me coming in?
Yeah, I went through a dead zone. Am I coming in now?
Yeah. You hearing me? I don't think that you can hear me. I'm hearing you, though.
2-2, 1-2. I already lost Rubelisk. Okay. We're all having fun times here. Came out around the time 2004 when the internet became...
Let's try this again. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
2-2-1.
Welcome back.
Rubelisk?
Can you hear me?
2-2-1-2.
I don't think you can hear me, but I hear you.
All right, we're back. Oh, welcome back, Rubelisk. I went through a solar storm there. Okay, the recording stops when we're not in there talking, so let's continue with the small time I have remaining. About 2004, Loose Change came on the scene, and you're saying it was because the internet was starting to congeal, and perhaps Alex Jones, even though he may have be COINTELPRO himself, was maybe having an effect, and now they needed some alternate story?
Well, they just needed, they needed a story. The problem is, if you're a person looking at 9/11 and you begin to question the official narrative, and there's no pre-made alternative narrative for you to get invested in, you might go down a completely erroneous road and come to some very strange conclusion with no supporting evidence. You might also come to a road that is, you know, exactly what happened. You just, on your own, you know, you're going to strike out in a different, you know, in a seemingly random direction. So if you set this alternative ahead of time, imagine like in the woods, instead of people just wandering into the woods, you carve a path for them. And people see it and they're like, oh, there's a path here. And this path is going in the direction that I, at least sort of, going in the direction that I wanted to go in the first place, which is, you know, throwing some doubt on the official story. So because it's already there, it gives you something to latch onto.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, like, I think that makes sense.
So I was looking for them to foot loose change out for that purpose. Yeah, that's great sense. That is the definition, really, of controlled opposition as well. If you're going to control it, you have to lead it and create another possible alternative for people to grab onto. And yeah, I think when I watched Loose Change, I was pretty happy with the story. Although when I did further research on the different elements of the story, I got nowhere. Dead ends everywhere.
You mean like the story of landing the plane at an airport and letting the people off into a building and then taking off of that plane again?
Exactly. The Cleveland story and the NASA hangar. Oh, my goodness. I was just dying for
information. It goes nowhere at all.
Yeah. Or landing the planes at the Air Force Base outside of New York City. Oh, my goodness. I was trying so hard to get more information.
Yep. It's... You just... There's nothing you can do if your entire lens of what happened is colored by their predefined idea, alternative idea as it is, of what 9/11 really was.
That's why, of course, all the alternative sites are so suspicious. Some of them are just so tasty, alternative foods, morsels. We have to be careful we're not sitting in a Venus flytrap ready to slide down into the acid and get digested. And even my own site, which is just a personal digest diary, of course it's suspicious because it's just because it's just one of the very few out there that I think is honest about what I'm trying to figure out. So it, just by being alone and isolated, it's suspicious. That's why I hope to attract similarly minded people to come here and discuss and hopefully try and hash this out. And I think I've been pretty successful at bringing some genuine people, but inevitably the shills will come if there is any kind of group.
It's true. All you have to do is, if you make a wave at all, you're going to get people invested in it that are just there to make sure that it doesn't go any further.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, that's the downside.
Well, but
the upside is,
you know, that's just the downside that comes with success. Like, if you're a big flourishing commercial center that trades far and wide, you know, internationally, every once in a while you're going to get some sort of weird illness from China. And I'm not specifically like pointing to SARS or anything, but like being open like that and being so successful across a wide, you know, expanse means that the chance of you, you know, coming into contact with something negative is greater because you're out there more. So the more people that join the site, the more people that start talking about it, the higher the chance that you're going to get people that are either one, just trolling, or two, that are there to actively do something negative towards the project.
Interesting.
I mean, that's just how I feel about it.
Well, I'm going to be signing off in a minute, but if Rubelisk is going to be hanging around, anyone who's listening to the live stream now should join TeamSpeak and talk to Rubelis. Pick this man's brain. He's got so much history in there. Let's try and use that knowledge and try and see patterns from history that I'm sure, Rubelis, you have in your head that pertain to free fakeology. That's really what I would like to converse with you about in the future. Just try and determine
patterns. Well, I'm happy to be here to talk about it.
Yeah, there's very few history scholars around, and of course, I don't purport that there's any scholars on our website at all, so you might be just the first scholar in anything. Like, I wouldn't mind having a nuclear physicist come and try and sort out in a real way nuclear, because that's another one that just baffles me in so many ways. But yeah, anyone who wants to join in. Get talking with Rubelisk and make sure you stay in the live stream so it can be recorded so others can enjoy it. But this is what this particular audio is all about. It's not really about structure. It's about trying to get conversations going among people that are interested in fakeology. We don't want really to talk about gardening or NASCAR racing. We want just some back and forth on any fakeology strain. And I think history is definitely a great knowledge to have when we talk about fakeology, maybe one of the strongest for a psychologist. We'd also be pretty good at discussing this stuff too.
Yeah, I agree about the psychology one.
Yeah, so anyone like Rubelisk will be here on his when he's done work. So if you're not going to call in today, just dip into the audio chat. You can come by and see if anyone's in there, or if you do see anyone who's in there, then come join in and have a chat about it. This is what I envision this audio chat to be all about, really. It's not formal shows, people running around in the day like I do when they have a few minutes here and there in between whatever they're doing in the day and dipping in and seeing if we can start a conversation. So we'll have to probably have you on for a formal broadcast where I'm not interrupted with bad audio and other events, Rubelisk. So maybe this Saturday, maybe this weekend, we could have a formal chat. We can use all these little introductions, just be a get-to-know-you kind of thing. We can formally talk about stuff like this. I think this is great.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a possibility. I was on last Saturday night talking with people at one point. So it just, you know, if I'm free, I'll be there.
Yeah, well, I'll see if we can maybe make it a formal invitation. So we'll go back and forth and think about one of these Saturdays, or we can just have an interesting discussion on this. So Well, thanks very much again. And this will be posted on the audiochat.fakeologist.com. If you're listening to this on a recording, then you already know that. But try and spread the word. And this is an informal way of discussing stuff. Treat it as such and enjoy. I'll sign off now, Rublisk. And thanks again for the conversation. And maybe we'll see you one of these days.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll see you around.
All right, take care.
Rublisk. Well, welcome back. We're in the live stream now. Seems to be a lot of activity in chat.fakeologist.com, so I'll welcome everyone to the chat. Everyone wants to chat. We'll see who wants to come into the geek audio chat. It's a little easier to talk. Say hi to Rollo. Hi, Rollo.
I don't know if Rollo's actually here or not.
Oh, he's there, recording, which is great. I'm just reading the chat now.
Yeah, I saw that there were people talking in the chat.
I get lots of abuse from Vidair. Let's see if everyone comes in. Simon's talking to you. We're in the audio chat. Ding, bang, here to Simon's talking about you.
Yeah, I saw that.
What's taking everyone? Come on, guys. If you're listening to s3.fakeologist.com, get over here into the audio chat. Let's go. We're waiting. Where's everybody?
There goes Roland.
Rollo just fell off.
Yeah, I'm surprised more people haven't jumped in here.
Yeah, what's taking them all? Have to get Simon over here, too. I think he's wondering where you came from, as you landed here so quickly, maybe. But that's why you talk to people.
I'm clearly COINTELPRO.
Well, everyone on the site is now super hyper paranoid. And personally, my take on the whole thing was everyone just stay calm. If we do have any shills in our midst, I think we can just be patient and suss them out. I didn't see the urgency to do anything quickly and rashly, but I guess because they judged me to have got rid of Deryllium quickly or temporarily, that was another person who was harassing in another person's eye. I temporarily banned him because that other person was pretty disturbed, so, about the situation. Or again, I didn't think it was overly dramatic. It wasn't to me, but maybe it was to that person.
No, you can't make everybody happy.
No, you can't. And I can't be here 24 hours. Now nobody wants to come over.
Everybody's a little shy.
Fantasier's a real, real card to be dealt with.
Yeah, he seems like a good guy.
Very good guy. Well, I'm over here waiting for people to come over and chat about all this, but doesn't seem to be any interest level at the moment. Interesting.
Well, sometimes that's just the way it is.
Yeah, well, try.
Yeah, I really thought Rollo was going to say something since he came into the channel and then he started recording or he turned it on and just never said anything.
I don't know. I don't know what his gig is, situation is. Not care to comment right now, so. Always welcome, though. Just watching, or was watching, the Adolf Hitler movie. Greatest story never told.
Greatest story. Have you seen that? That movie has an amazing soundtrack.
Where is the music from? Is it just public domain music, or?
I think so. And a combination of some short cuts, sometimes looped from movie soundtracks. I know there's a song on there from Les Mis.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I recognize a lot of the music. I just watched part one about Adolf Hitler's beginning.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff.
Yeah, it just seems like it really skips over a lot of stuff, and I'm also concerned about fakeology aspects of it.
I think that two thoughts on it. One, I think that just because something's different doesn't make it any better, which, you know, it is definitely very different than the normal story about Hitler. But at the same time, I think I can sort of understand that the story has been so one-sided for so long that I kind of get if maybe it's a little over. Maybe it's a little bit of a stretch in some places just because, like, you know, the scales were never balanced, and now someone's trying to balance them. Maybe they were a little overzealous.
Well, I'm just looking for a creative story, and maybe it's just a story. Maybe someone just made it up. I don't know. I'm not sure I buy all the back history of him and whatnot. So,
well, his as far as his back history militarily, it's as provable as it is any other military figure. Like, you can look up and figure out what medals he got, but I mean, technically, all of that stuff can be faked, and all it had to do was be faked when he was in charge of Germany, and we wouldn't know the difference now. You know, so it's just about being careful.
Well, here's Dal. Get him working. Bring him in. Tom, can you hear us? Are we ever going to get this microphone thing working?
I sympathize with microphone problems.
He's been trying so often. We're trying to get him going on this.
He says he can hear us. I don't know if he can talk.
Oh, yeah, he just can't get his microphone going. I'm not sure why. I tried to go through it with him last week. See what it is up. What is up with his mic? He might just have a physically disabled mic, for all we know.
It's true.
In computers, just like many other things, the only way to tell if things are working is to swap them out. If they don't work on one computer, try it at another. If it doesn't work in two computers, it's probably the headset. That's really all you can do.
Just trial and error. Brute force.
Yeah. I have to post Simon's three solar powered drone theory for the ISS. Sounds like you have a video game going.
Hmm?
I heard a humming.
Oh, that would have been me then. I do have a game going, but the sound is turned off.
ISS illusion. Hi, Kay.
Kay Hamad.
Oh, Kay has mic problems too. Yay. Ever heard of
just this? Just one of those nights.
Is this a TeamSpeak thing? It couldn't be. It says microphone disabled. See, my microphone disabled. What's the difference between microphone disabled and Microsoft muted? Okay, mute you can turn off. What is disabled? How do you disable your mic?
Disabled, maybe they open TeamSpeak while before they put their before they plug their mic in and it's not recognizing it properly.
Oh yeah. Okay, so if I change my mic under the settings.
There we go.
I hear you. Yeah, okay. I have to close down TeamSpeak if I'm going to plug my mic in to get it to read properly.
You mean to repopulate the fields for the audio?
Can you hear me now, Ab?
Hi, Kay. I can hear you.
Hey. Okay. What do you call that? Running through the problems with my speaker.
Yeah, you're echoing.
Is that me?
You.
A little bit.
I shouldn't be. I'm on a headset. I hear Dal Tempra is lighting up when I talk.
Oh, yeah. We're echoing through Dal.
Yeah.
Dal, say something.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hey, Dal, is that you?
Yeah, you know what? I just rebooted it, unplugged it, put it back in. Oh, 1 month later.
Congratulations, you finally made it onto TeamSpeak, old boy.
Yay! Good job, Dal.
Huzzah.
Oh, what a month. Yeah.
Did you write it down, what you've done?
I just rebooted my microphone, that's all it was.
How do you reboot a microphone?
Just unplug it and plug it back in.
Okay.
Whoever that was who said that clever thing, that was simply all it was. But it's just, one of those
things.
Can
you speak a little more closely to your mic?
Yeah, do I need to turn anything up or something? I don't know.
No, just speak a little.
I'll go to bed soon.
Just be a little closer to your mic.
Yeah. Can you hear that? Yeah.
It sounds good to me.
Yeah. Can you hear that, yeah?
Yeah, just a little faint. If you put it a little closer to your mouth.
I'm sort of like got this. Yeah, it's a webcam microphone. I just got basically eating a webcam now.
Oh, okay. So it's always going to be. It's not a headset. Okay, that's fine. Well, I can still hear you.
Yeah, Tim. I mean, I'll probably go. It's two. It's two, 2:30 here. It's just nice to say hello, and I finally got on here. My goodness. This evening when there's all those people on the chat and everything on this kind of slightly momentous, like, learning curve day or something. it seems.
Well, everything is coming together. I'm so glad you finally made it through.
Well, mate, if I ring off, I just did want to talk to you. It'd be good just to throw a few things at you. Just quickly, all that what I thought about it. I was puzzled. I just didn't know why you didn't see to. I don't know.
Go ahead, say it.
Just get rid of him straight away. You know, it was just like why after the bust up that night. I suppose it's obvious to some, but Banerjee was clearly upset. But I suppose, you know, you just sit back and be cool. You hadn't encountered this sort of thing. You weren't sure.
I've explained it to somebody. I don't know who I've talked to, so I'll just say it publicly now. Quite frankly, I wasn't convinced of the voice morphing. Maybe because I don't understand or know much about it. So I'd heard so much from Psyopticon that I wasn't convinced of his role like everyone else. I was trying to give people and himself the benefit of the doubt. Now, I know that things went crazy that night, but again, because he said he was on his phone as well as his computer, and his voices matched both devices that he allegedly was on.
Yeah.
I didn't really see how any software on any computer could match perfectly on two different devices. That didn't make sense to me.
Well, it was funny, really, because that wasn't the issue for me. I had a conversation with him about the Jimi Hendrix thing. And that was instantly I knew something was completely wrong. This was absurd. Do you know what I mean? And then kind of a load of things added up. But then he was whining on about it. And people were just, yeah, it was fascinating, really, taking it down, taking it in. It was fascinating. Because I couldn't get on, I just sat back and thought, my God, what is going on?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't close to the Jimi Hendrix thing because I didn't really follow your thread.
It was just that when it came out, this voice thing, I'm not even sure it was that credible, was it? It sounded
not for me.
Bloody tell, this audio chat, whatever it is tailor made for being confusing audio wise. But Peter sort of said that he'd send a message to Hoy, and Hoy said, you know, don't take anything he says. It felt like he came out, it exposed him. He got angry, he got annoyed, and it was funny. Oh, I'm sorry.
But
if
I was accused and everyone was coming at me, how would I react? Everyone is ganging up on you once, do you want to just say, oh, okay, I admit it, you guys are all right? Or am I going to fight back, you see?
Well, he stands his ground very well. You've got to be fair, you know, and you have to be fair. I see that.
I didn't want to have any trigger fingers or be trigger happy, because I figure everyone's an adult here and they can probably see through it. And isn't the best thing to ignore someone that
it's mind games? Yeah, I mean, it's mind games. Really, at that point, it feels a bit weird.
But you know what, you guys, I keep going back to this when people are upset about this. I'm like, we can't blame any of us. We're victims. We can't blame us. You know, these PSYOP guys, they're good at what they do. I think they're skilled in psychology and sociology, how groups think. So, you know, they do it in a way that we're supposed to be confused and we're supposed to doubt ourselves.
I think when he was cornered and he hung around, he then used all these techniques and he attacked, didn't he? But he was allowed to continue to sort of dig away. He was using these techniques, and it was really unpleasant, wasn't it? It was very unpleasant
and sour.
And I think in a way he was trying to get things out of us and disrupt us. But you know, I mean, it's a big deal. I think Simon's been on the chat on the page, isn't he? And that's nice that he's sort of given some reach. But he said, well, we'll entertain you for a while. He'd said that months back, hasn't it? Didn't he, Ab? As you posted, that he'd already pointed him out. He'd been banned before, and he said, well, I think we'll have him back and entertain him, use him for a while, almost sort of like toying with the kind of. You know, because ultimately the research should stand up for itself. You know, I mean, if someone says something silly, well, if you're not going to pick up on it, then, well, do you know what I mean? There's enough. But, you know, at the same time, you want to trust people. And yeah.
Well, yes, we do. We do want to trust people, and I forgot about the original Clues Forum incident, and then Simon posted the second one that happened. And I have to defer to Hoy and Simon. They've been doing this way longer than I have. So instead of being emotional and trying to react to what was a growing angry mob, which of course I saw, but I was just, the one thing didn't convince me, and just waiting a little longer because, of course, we heard so much from him on the audio chat as well. And I didn't hear anything wrong with that stuff, so I was trying to balance and figure it out. And I knew there was an emotional night. I'd have attributed that to someone being up all night and then being attacked by a number of people, so like a cornered raccoon. That's all.
Yeah.
And is there really, was there, is anyone permanently damaged from him, from me not reacting immediately to their liking?
Well, Ab, I don't know. Do you want to take a poll? No, I'm joking. We're good. You know.
How am I going to do a poll when anyone can just impersonate an IP address? So good luck.
Well, I think people's issue would, but you know, is anyone personally going to be damaged? Well, no, not really. And they're like, but your forum and your family, your people, your group, your kind of, you know, it's like you say, you're a one man band, but
yes.
There was a feeling, a nice community of nice people that there was some kind of feeling of friendship, perhaps that felt perhaps Banazir would feel he was perhaps betrayed. I don't want to second guess what he's thinking, but.
Well, I can see that. I can see that.
Let down more.
Yeah, but
a little bit. I don't know.
I am not some fakeologist leader. I'm not. I'm a guy running a forum. I can't be Judge Judy and site administrator, site designer, audio editor.
I gotta head up.
How about just the moderator?
There's Vidar. Vidar's chiming in. Well, I did moderate, but not to your liking, Vidar.
Oh, snap!
That's okay.
And you know what, Ab? You could consider, you know, assigning a moderator to do the dirty work that you don't want to do. And you're like, sorry, that was the moderator's choice. I mean, that's an option. Or not.
Yeah, no, it is.
I'm saying I don't mind doing dirty work. I'm okay with it.
So are you saying you would have banned Psyopticon much earlier than I?
You know, I never second guess because hindsight is golden.
Yeah.
Right? So I can't say.
Psyopticon is not officially banned yet because I was waiting for a response to the latest. So
I think maybe his boss pulled him off the job because he's been discovered.
I think it's not even the same Psyopticon. I think someone else is, because his writing is different now. It's not like
it
used to be. Yeah.
Okay, you ladies are maybe more sensitive than I am, but
did you like our super ninja treatment of identifying all his low points the other night? When you accuse me of saying it takes two to tango, does that mean that you think I'm my show?
No, but it might mean that if you engage somebody.
How about then that way people that are new to the site, because he was like on everyone that came there. Like how about protect the new person that shows up that thinks, oh, this guy's just added so much up the confusion. I don't know what to think.
Well,
yeah, that phrase, it takes two to tango. I heard that from Psyopticon. He put that in. He put that phrase.
No, Ab told me that the other night too, and I don't think I'm tangoing with this guy. He's just he was rude. He was attacking everyone, and I thought I didn't even engage him, and he starts going on about me and what my thoughts are and my thoughts. And then, you know, we all kind of talked, you know, about it, and I thought, no, I'm not going. I think I said goodnight or something like that, and good luck. And then I thought, I'm not going to take this. So I came out with my super ninja powers and identified all his weak points.
Did you do that in the chat?
You didn't read the chat?
Yeah. We did it in the chat.
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. Kay and I were tag teaming on him.
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
Okay,
it was a three-way. Yeah, it was a three-way. It was pretty good.
Yeah, and he got
go
really silent,
it.
And I think he had to leave his post.
You're very passionate about it, I understand.
You did well.
That's why we show up at this
the
site.
The ladies were strong.
We don't live an inauthentic life, right? That's why.
It was fun to have you two there, Tom. That was fun.
We were there.
Yep, it was fun. I actually had a good time. I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you. Just say it. Don't stop talking. Just say it, Tom. We're going to keep interrupting you.
That's what we do.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, that's all right. I don't know how this works. It's the first time I've been on here. It's, I should go to bed. It's 2:30 here, but yeah. It was weird, wasn't it? It was interesting because it was like, I found it quite interesting because you were thinking, my goodness, this is really happening. I mean, the numbers, you know, someone's hacked in and boosted up those numbers. I mean, did he do that? That was mad.
Well, you can't tell, but anybody could go to the website, use masking their IP and spend all day reloading the page with a new IP and voting it up. All it does is bog down the website, though, quite honestly.
All right. I just thought it just happened. You know, it slowly come up during the day. That was funny.
Well, people really get bogged down in the minutiae, I must say. I'm surprised.
But yeah, I think it wasn't that we were so... Wasn't that, you know what it was? It's like there was...
You're fading out there.
There was this entity that came into the chat, and he just took over, and there was no place for any of us to go. And I think we sat on the outside. And we thought, well, gee, I don't want to go there because it's like he dominates. He's rude. And we were all feeling kind of deflated. And I thought, you know, that's what they want. They want us to walk away and be confused and not have anything to do with it. And I think the longer you leave those people in your chat, the more you'll have people exiting your site and not to come back.
Right. Well,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that was the plan. You know, like who knows? Maybe you want
I got to the point. Sorry.
Changing. Go ahead.
I got to the point where, I mean, I would have, yeah, I mean, you know, fair enough, fair play and all that, but you've been good, but you're, you know, this really is getting a bit tedious here. You know, do you know what I mean? It's obvious you're not really any benefit to us at this point because you know you rumbled. You know, there's no point lying about it at this point, you know. It was, but it was quite, you could get some things out of him, you know. You can learn from him and he can learn from you, but you can learn from him as well. It's a game, isn't it? For me, it was a bit like that, the Duck Soup Marx Brothers mirror scene, you know, kind of this ludicrous pantomime.
I think we're going to be smarter for the next one that comes smarter around, and we're going to identify him probably even faster because, you know, you start taking this lesson in psychology and you're going to see it the next time around.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Ab, he was doing strange things, like Septicon was cutting and pasting into the chat, but it was like casual talking. It was, I mean, why would you cut and paste on the fly? It was really weird. It's like you're not being honest about your thoughts.
And he would ask a question, and then he wouldn't even wait for an answer. He'd ask another question, and he'd ask another question. He'd go in all four, five, six different
directions. Let me tell Vidar, your audio is very low right now. And Dal, I'm going to have to tell Dal he's going to have to switch his audio settings to go to capture and switch to push to talk. So you have to push a particular pre-assigned key, like the shift key, so you talk. Otherwise, everyone's voice is echoing through your webcam.
Setup.
Yeah.
No, where have I got to go?
You got to go to tools.
Yeah.
Or sorry, settings, options. So go to the top, settings, options.
Yeah.
Capture.
Yeah.
And do you see push to talk?
Push to talk, yeah.
Now, what's the button to the right of the word push to talk?
No hotkey.
Okay, well, you have to set a hotkey, so click it.
Yeah.
And so what are you working on, girlfriend?
And then press a key. Press the left shift key. That's a good one.
Okay.
And does it say shift there now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, now click apply on the bottom. So anytime you want to talk, hold the shift key down.
Okay.
You want to practice that?
Sure. How's that?
Okay. Everything seems okay.
Yeah, works okay, yeah.
So it's, you gotta separate yourself from the emotions of your objects.
It's just, you're doing a good job there. You're just being financial, right?
Yeah.
And if you go too high and you see them, their face go, what? Keep that sheet and go, okay, 600, make it 300,
okay,
whatever the object.
To somebody else.
Then put it up again.
Are you wheeling a dealing, Kay?
Hi, I'm sorry.
I think your private conversation is leeching onto.
Oh my God, I thought it was on mute. Sorry, people. God, I'm like a noob over here. Next thing I'll be breathing into my microphone.
Somebody's heavy breathing. You're going to drive people away from the site with all that.
I'm sorry, my girlfriend's over. We're just having a good time breathing heavy and stuff. Sorry. Okay.
There's all the people in the chat. Why don't you come over to the audio chat? Interesting.
It's a party up there. It's like, come on over.
I'm glad Dal got his mic working.
Yeah.
Still working there, Dal?
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Glad I got to say hello. And I'm really tired. I'll probably go to bed in a minute. Do I just? I'll turn it off in a minute. If I just drop out.
If you just fade away, that's okay.
Yeah, that's off. You're welcome to pass out. I'm going to pass out in a minute as well. But
yeah.
It was nice to hear your voice, and
it was good to just sort of hear from you too, Tim. So thanks, and interesting stuff. Oh, onward. Cheers.
Yeah.
Onwards and upwards.
Here's Tom. Talk to you later. Take care.
See you, Tom.
Tom, you can join in anytime because you got it all working.
Yeah, but just for people listening. If your mic doesn't work, there's a few options. Plug your mic out and plug it back in. I noticed if I have audio playing or a video playing, sometimes my TeamSpeak doesn't work because somehow, I don't know.
They're fighting for the audio. Yeah, they're fighting for the audio.
So I have to like turn things out. But if I'm already on TeamSpeak, then I can open up a video and listen to it. I don't know. It seems to work.
Every computer might have a few little things you can do to move it along. But I would say most people have had no problems logging in.
Right, not too many. Badir, are you unpacking your groceries or doing dishes?
I'm done. Okay. I'm done.
What?
We just do that multitasking thing. Sorry.
Yeah, Badir and I were talking. We like do dishes while we're on audio chat and we're like cleaning the house.
Beat the kids and.
Oh, you're two very fake ladies, so.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We resemble that remark?
Was that going to be it, Vidir?
Women have a different sense of this whole game, so I'm happy to have you guys on. I don't always see your way because I'm not female. I never will be, so.
Okay.
You have to understand that, too.
I totally understand.
Go ahead. Don't take it personal.
Yeah. No, you can't. No.
It's just our way.
And I feel like this whole thing, though, I feel like we're all victims, and I don't think anyone should blame anyone. Hindsight is so golden. You know,
it's 2020 is the saying, I believe.
Yeah.
I never heard it's golden.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to learn from all your experiences.
I appreciate everything you do, Ab. And, you know, thank you for keeping the site up and running, and thank you for allowing us to come here and express our opinions.
You're welcome, Kay. You're always welcome, of course. You're a very sincere individual. I made a little improvement to fakeologist.com. I'd like everyone to go there now since nobody's really talking about any particular topic right now before I pass on for the day. if you go to the website, there's a little software I found. If you take a piece of most of the text on the page and highlight it, just drag your cursor across some text, and then click Control C to copy, or right click and copy, you'll see a little group of icons come up for sharing. Has anyone tried that?
Okay, can we start again? So go to your website. Yeah. Does it matter what page we're on?
No.
No.
Okay.
But you have to highlight anything that's part of a post. I don't think it works for the text in the chat, because that's in another...
Okay.
Well, actually, it does work in the chat. Never mind. You can highlight it. Click Control-C.
Okay.
And then if you type in...
Oh!
You get another little bunch of icons for sharing it. But if you paste that, what you just copied, anywhere, it'll put a link to the web page automatically. It's just sort of a neat little piece of software.
Oh, cool.
It doesn't work perfectly, but it's just a neat little thing that it just allows attribution, which I think is a very critical part of the internet. Wherever you find, cut and paste something, including an image. Now, if you look on the top of fakeologist.com, I posted Simon's ISS impersonator. So if you now hover your mouse over the graphic on the bottom right, you should see pin it for Pinterest. I know a lot of people
use
Pinterest.
Right, with the little red letters. I see it.
Yeah. Or it's not now, working here. Right
will
now.
That happen for any image?
I think so.
Okay. I don't see it on the videos, but it looks like the pictures.
Yeah, the pictures. The video, I don't think so, because that's now on YouTube.
Would that happen? Think that would happen with reply pictures or just pictures you post?
Could be any picture. So now I just took that picture and I pinned it to Pinterest. And I know a lot of people go on Pinterest. A lot of people are doing it for just about anything you can imagine. I'm not sure it's a useful website, but people are there. That's all that matters. Now you can easily share graphics, and if people want to go to the graphic, they just click on it, and it's already linked back to the website automatically. So why don't you... Most people have a Pinterest account. It's easy to set up. So click on that ISS impersonated graphic and try and pin it. And if there's a couple people that pin it, it'll show up on their main webpage.
Right.
One of us wants to put...
Well, I need a new Pinterest name then. Yeah, I need a new Pinterest name. I can't use my real one. It's going to get me in trouble.
Why? Well, I thought you were already using your real name.
Well, not really, really. I mean, not all of it.
Yeah, I understand. Well, yeah, for sure. Set up another Pinterest account.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I like that. I'll just be pinning crap left and right. That's a great idea.
I just did a search for clues for him on Pinterest, and it brought up two people that have already done similar things and linked it back to clues for him. It was pretty interesting. I don't think it's a great website, Pinterest, but it doesn't really matter what I think. If everyone is there, then everyone is already there, then that's...
But you hit.
It's a tool.
Yep.
There's nothing on Fakeologist anywhere I can see.
Best.
I don't even know.
Oh, dang.
On, but yet he's strange.
Pardon me, Vidar?
Is her light on? We can't hear you, hon. Vidar.
Hello.
Hello, Vidar.
Oh, it's because I...
Vidar's having problems.
Vidar's light's on, but we don't hear anything coming out of the speaker. There we go. She's back. Oh, here's...
Okay.
Hello.
I just said you've banned Psiopticon, but I find it strange that he's absent today.
If he hasn't banned him?
Yeah. You say you haven't banned him, but he's not here. He hasn't been here. So,
no.
That's kind of odd.
Well, not really, I guess.
Well, he has to sleep. between the chat and the TeamSpeak, he's been on it.
Well, he did. He
24/7.
Yeah, he hasn't slept for a few weeks now, right?
The whole thing, I feel like Spock. Fascinating. It's
not really.
Fascinating. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great learning experience.
Yeah.
Well,
great learn.
It was interesting.
You say that so Quint looks at a genuine tone.
You really analyze me, Vidar.
I do. I hear
you
the
do.
Inflections.
You do.
The
That's
sound.
All right.
Okay.
I'll take that as a compliment.
It's true. I think we all do, you know?
I can't reveal all my...
Your secrets?
One day
I'm gonna ask you a lot of questions.
I'm gonna ignore all of them.
Okay. But one day when it's just you and me, I'm gonna get my book open, and I'm gonna give you the big interview.
All right. Can't say I'll reveal much, but
what's your favorite color? We'll start with that.
Yeah, we'll. Start with something easy.
We'll
or okay,
work
that may be difficult. I don't know. Easy.
It's pink.
Pink. Mine too. Oh my God. And we have that in common too. Oh my God.
You're such a girl.
We both love fakeology. Oh my God.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We do.
Where is everyone from the chat? I invited everyone to talk on the chat, and all I got is two chicks. I guess that's good enough.
I know.
Two chicks. Oh, speaking of chicks.
I think they were saying we have more balls than the guys, right? They have more, okay?
Girls are ballsy.
Well, I sling them over my shoulders. Sling them over.
If by balls you mean something in the testicular region? Yes. Yes, maybe. I don't know.
Red card. Okay.
Red card. Okay. I got it. I'll sit
down
for a while.
Have you guys been able to Pinterest anything? Still struggling with
I don't
this
have an
useless
account.
Program. Oh, you don't?
You know, okay. I'm trying to make a
that's
new account.
That's just another Facebook account, isn't it? Where you give them even more information about you.
No. You just give your email.
Yeah, you don't have to. But...
You give your email, which is connected to all your other emails. It's all one big.
No, you don't have to connect anything. I don't connect anything.
Yeah.
I try not to connect as much as I can. Oh.
I was just going to say,
so for tomorrow's show, ID Conspire had a great idea.
Okay.
Hold on, let me. The trains are coming. Let me back out of the way. Hold on.
Your trains and my planes, we just all get along.
So he had an idea, and I thought it was a great one, where you go to, like, the top 20 stories and just look at them, like on Yahoo News or MSN News.
Yeah.
You know, just see what kind of pattern the top 20 stories make.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I thought it was a great idea, so he's going to join me on the show.
Good.
Wow.
Excellent.
So I'm excited about that.
You're always excited, Kay.
Oh, life is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Has school started back for you guys?
Yes.
So, you always start a week earlier, right?
In California, yeah. In Washington, we don't start till next week. But, oh, God, we got teacher meetings. Oh, sitting for 8 hours listening to people tell you.
More meetings than classes, right? In class.
It's tough to sit on your butt for 8 hours and just sit there and just
be
quiet.
It's for you to have compassion for those that you entertain all day, right?
Right.
Right. It's the compassion building exercise.
That's right. Yeah. Well, no, we're already compassionate. It's just that we need to learn about, well, like here's an example, okay? If we send out an email, you should put the designation AT in front of it or administrator and teacher. If you're going to talk about a student, put the designation AS in front of your subject line on your email. If it's for an administrator, a teacher, and a student, put the designation ATS in the subject line of your email.
Oh, my gosh.
That was about an hour to talk.
Sounds like
a
little bit of red tape.
Oh, just a little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, deep subject, I'm going to leave you ladies because it's late now. But I'm sure...
Yeah.
Maybe people will join in as soon as I leave.
Well, I don't know. They're always hiding. They're always hiking around dark corners. You never know.
That was a big chat just over there in the chat. That was
when
pretty
you
interesting
least
how
expect
that
it.
Grew.
Yeah, it did. I was looking at how many people were there. I'm like, wow. There's a ton of people. Are they still all there?
There's a couple. They're like hanging in there. Look at Tom Delper. He's like ready to time out any minute.
Yeah, it'll time out soon. Yeah, soon rather.
Oh, look, ID. Late to the party.
ID's here.
Or was he early? He's early.
Where's? Oh, is he late. In the ID's in the chat? Don't call me out on the chat. I'm anonymous.
What?
I don't know. How do people feel about that?
I don't see anybody. I don't see ID. You see him?
No.
No.
No, I just saw his comment at the end. Like he came in and he left. He came on. I don't know why mine does that. It pops to the top.
Oh, because you have to press the scroll bar to stop scrolling automatically each time a new comment is entered.
Oh, because it comes down and it goes and pops up, goes to the middle.
But then if in the chat, if you forget the scroll bar is clicked to stop, then a bunch of more things come and you're like, nobody responded. Oh, I forgot. I stop the scroll, automatic scroll.
There it is.
Okay, yeah. That's true. You guys got it all figured out. Good stuff.
Yeah, it's because we're so busy bumping into walls all the time. Eventually figure it out, right?
If Adair sent me anything on Skype. I usually close Skype. It takes up too much
resource. Well, look, there's Ima. You popped right up there. No.
So how's the weather in Canada? It's hot?
Cooled right off.
Hot and muggy.
Hi there, I'm Real and Rollo and Ab. How's things? Okay.
Who's playing that?
I'm looking at excuse me for my ignorance, Unreal. I'm looking at your
that's
your flag, you know, your
you
national flag on your on your name. What is that? Like blue, white, red, blue, white, orange.
My heart's racing.
Oh, yeah.
Who the hell
French.
Is that?
I thought it was. Sorry, it's so small. And my eyesight's poor, and the colours are bad. But okay. Oh, good stuff. I wondered where you were from. I was trying to understand your accent. Not understand it, but I was trying to identify.
See,
locate
those
your
guys
accent.
They've mastered that accent. Uh-huh. You know that.
It's a mix between French English and Norwegian English, I guess, by now. Uh-huh. Because I've been living in France for a while, and I'm...
Hi there, I'm Real and Rollo and Ab. How's things? Okay. I'm looking at excuse me for my ignorance, Unreal. I'm looking at your flag, you know, your national flag on your name.
Muggy.
Well, I just got a message from someone who heard it and gave it to some audio person, and they're not convinced either, so they're not convinced.
See, I wasn't convinced either, and I'm the one that doesn't hear voices, but, you know, I'm not doubting those that hear, they might hear something else, I don't know.
Well, I'm still not convinced, but it was more...
I think it's more the behavior.
Well, it's more the behavior. And,
it's not
and,
about the voice
the cruise,
for me. It was
and
the
on the
behavior.
Cruise form
about...
as well, because Simon and Hoy have far more experience dealing with this kind of thing so than me. I give them more credit.
Well, I would count how many messages that guy fired off in the space of about even 1 minute and how many topics he pulled on in 1 minute.
Yeah, there is a lot of disruptive
if you go
behavior.
Through your
There's no doubt.
History.
I can't argue about that.
Mm-hmm.
Can't argue about that.
Yeah, the whole listening to it, it's hard because we all hear something different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was convinced beyond, I'm 99.9% sure audio-wise. So when other people listened to it and didn't hear it, it was confusing to me.
That's interesting.
But then, you know, I played it for my brother. He didn't hear anything.
Yes, it did, and it did.
So
that's mm-hmm. that, and mm-hmm. that's really not enough to get too excited. But that's why I didn't really do anything. But just the lashing out was could have been written off to one day, but.
And he was just spinning out of control. Like, it was just like either he was had a serious drug problem and he was deteriorating fast, or I don't know, going hours and hours without sleep.
Yes.
Who knows?
That's possible.
He was definitely a troll. Whether he was a shill, who knows?
Well, I don't even want to bother with a label. Just it was disruptive to everybody, I suppose.
But I think it's important to look at those labels or look at their behavior, because I think that's part of our education as well, right?
I think so, yeah.
So, no,
this you know what this means, Ab? You in the big league now.
Well, I got Kay on the line doing her own thing, so yeah, for sure. I've got all of Washington State watching every Thursday night.
Yeah. You're not serious, are you? You're joking.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
You're pretty popular. You're the most popular fakeologist in Washington State, from what I hear. That's the rumor.
Yay.
You are big time.
Isn't she the only one? The only one?
Well, yes.
In Washington?
Why'd you have to bring that up? Don't rain on this girlfriend's parade.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah,
she's doing the good works. I'm surprised you haven't been a guest on our show yet. Were you not helping out your sister there?
You know, that's a great idea. I've just kind of been winging it, but you know, that's a great idea. So after ID Conspire, the deer, we'll have ladies' night. Hi,
what's that?
Welcome to K-Ham Radio. It's Ladies' Night with Kay and Vidir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought you'd be your first guest.
Yeah, girls get in for free. Guys got to pay. It's Ladies' Night.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Help out your fellow female, Vidir. Let's go.
Our fellow female? You know what? I think our first conversation, how long were we on the phone for, Kay?
Oh, yeah.
It was like hours and it felt like 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Just you girls, like, you have this gift of the gab.
Mm-hmm. You just have to find your feminine self there.
Yeah, I found it right with you two.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
We do that too. It is hot here in Washington.
It is here too.
Yeah, it's like those fall evenings are very warm.
September can be really hot here. Really hot.
All right.
It's the end. It's the end of August already.
Yeah. What's going? You guys ramping up for 9/11?
9/11.
I'm planning a 9/11 party. I'm going to make a big Twin Tower cake.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to put fireworks, you know, sparklers at the top and light. I got it all planned out. And people are going to come and bring, you know, toasted car cookies. And, you know, it's just all.
You're
going to
collapse that bad boy?
Oh, yeah. Then at the end, yeah, we're going to pancake it. You know, we're going to just take a board on top and two, you know, one person on both sides and smash it all the way down to pancake it. And then we're going to eat it with spoons. That's our 9/11 party.
First, make sure you ram a couple lit candles into the 88th floor.
Oh, yeah, do that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I have this volunteer.
Video that.
I have a volunteer thing that I do, and I have an advertiser, and I said, well, we want to make a special on 9/11. And of course, and I wasn't expecting it, but she came back with the two towers and the firemen on it, and I thought, oh my God, people really believe this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I feel embarrassed that it's on there, but I didn't want to say anything on there.
Oh. Well, there'll only be two people at my party.
There'll be a few at mine.
There's only, I think, two people who are fakeologists in Washington.
No.
So Wasn't there one guy in Washington State Ab, another
this
one?
This is going to be a bunch of people who think that it's real. I think this...
Just make sure you have fakeologist.com on the cake somewhere, please. That's all.
Okay, I'll videotape it.
With a link. Click here.
We'll give all those crazies an exit, right?
Yeah. And I'm going to ask for the day off work because it's an important religious holiday for me.
Well, it's New Year's Day.
And you're a Muslim.
It is. Yeah, see? Well, I don't know if I want to, you know, that might look bad. Might look like I'm mocking it. I don't want to be mocking it. I just want to make fun of it.
No.
It's a big difference.
God, no.
Wow.
9/11 oh, we got a visitor. New Year's Day somewhere. I know it is.
It's who? It's Jimbo. Jimbo Bimbo.
Hey, Jimbo. I got to go jump in my pool,
that's
Jimbo.
Your girl dress on.
So you got to, Jimbo. Yeah, you got to talk to, Nova Deer, talk to Jimbo. I got to go jump in the pool. It's getting hot here.
All right, enjoy, ladies. I'm going to head off. So it was nice chat with everybody.
Me too.
There's a few listeners there, so go solo for a while, Vidir.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, bye, Vidir. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye. Take care, guys.
Take care.
Thanks. I think maybe I'm the only listener, because I have it on in my office. So, on that note, I think I'm going to say goodnight, too, because I really don't have anything to say. So, goodnight, everyone. Bye.
Hi. I'm Twitter... at Mark Manuel, and I recommend that you check out fakeologist.com.